We're going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I believe it is. Chapter of the book of Hebrews. We're going start with about the I really feel like if I start anywhere in this chapter it's going to be in the midst. I try not to read all of it, but we're going to start with about the 11th verse, 10th verse. Tenth chapter, 10th verse. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking of a judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading several verses of the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Wonderful chapter, wonderful verses, things in here that, makes a difference in our lives. It most certainly does. Had it not been for him, then we would not have this opportunity. No, we wouldn't. The Bible says here, and I didn't read it, but I started to, but in the very first verse, he says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers there unto perfect. So the law, according to what he says here in Hebrews, and that of which we know about the law, we know that it could not bring salvation. It could not bring redemption. It could not bring that was needed between God and man. There is only one way, not 40 different ways, but there's only one way, brethren, and one thing that appeased and satisfied that of God. Now, the Bible teaches us that that's what he sent Jesus for. He come to be that sacrifice that God would accept, my friend, and it would make, and it could make, my friend, these right with God, even concerning the conscience. It most certainly could make you perfect, is what really it does. Brethren, something me and you cannot do. Me or you wasn't able to do. Man wasn't able to do it. And therefore he sent his son. Now, he says he sent him to do his will. He says, lo, I come in the volume of a book, it is written of me. To do what? Thy will, O Lord. Brethren, that's what he sent him for. That's what he come for. And that's what he done. Brethren, he completed that God had for him to do. The Bible says, and you know very well, that when he hung on the cross, he cried out, it is finished. My friend, as far as what he could do, my friend, concerning mankind, brethren, it happened on the cross. But there's one more thing to come. There's something, my friend. There was a division. Whether you'll have it or not, there was a division. There was a time, my friend, that it was not clear, it was not night, it was not day, and brethren, but in the midst of the day, it became dark, my friend. Yes, it did. There's a time, my friend, that the law was in force, and grace hadn't yet sprung out. But yet in the midst of that, life was living. Yes, it was. Brethren, and they brought them sacrifices and them offerings according to the law. According to that, my friend, that was set up concerning the law. And there were certain things they had to do and to bring, brethren, just that it might put off the reproach for a year. That's all it could do. Brethren, it's one year at a time. And brethren, I'm glad tonight to tell you that we don't live under that era. No, sir. We don't live under that day. Brethren, when God sent His Son, He's sending to bring a better day, my friend. And that's what He done. Yes, He cried, "It is finished." I'll get down to my message in a minute. There's a lot in this chapter. They most certainly are. There's things, my friend, that people are still trying to do today, my friend, that has been completed. Yes, it has. We're no longer, my friend, a foreigner or a stranger. No, sir. When it comes to the house of God and being made up of the building, brethren, we are part of it today. Yes, we are. We're one of those stones. Yes, we are. The Bible says, brethren, that He, because He came and He became the propitiation for our sins, and not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world tonight. There'll not be another sacrifice. There'll not be another time that Jesus comes. There'll not be another Moses. I'm talking about for salvation. For that of which He came and that of which He gave His life, my friend, He will not redo what He's already done. He's completed that. Yes, He has. He's completed that. It satisfied God. That His Son come to do, it satisfied God. Now I've always said this, and it satisfied man. There ain't nothing else that will satisfy you. There's not another peace in this world like the peace of Jesus Christ. Never will be. Never will be. People searching today, people coming up with new ways, my friend, to satisfy the flesh. Brethren, it'll never happen. You can't satisfy the flesh. It's proven. It's proven. Ecclesiastes will tell you, my friend, one of the wisest, according to what people say about wisdom, one of the wisest, and he said, all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. Yes, he did. There's not anything in this world, my friend, that'll satisfy that flesh. You say, preacher, you're on dangerous ground. I'm telling you, my friend, there ain't but one way, my friend, to even overcome the flesh, and you have to do it by the Spirit of God. And you have to do it daily. What Paul say? He said, I die daily. Did he not? He wasn't talking about dying, this man. My friend, he is talking about the man that was in him. He had to bring under subjection every day, my friend. It's still that way. Yes, it is. Preacher, I don't understand how people do a lot of things, how they get by with doing a lot of things. Well, number one, they don't get by. It may seem like, you know, the scripture teaches us, because judgment is not speedily executed, it's fully set in the hearts of men to do mischief. My friend, because we don't see judgment happen in a moment, my friend, we think they're getting by. It ain't happening. The Bible says, it says in this chapter, my friend, it talks about if we sin willfully. If we sin willfully. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. That's what the book says. And the truth of it is, if you allow sin in your life, it is willful sin. Hey, boy, ain't nobody going to amen that. But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, our problem is us. Yes, it is. Our problem ain't our neighbor. Brethren, it's us tonight. I don't have to lay down with your thoughts. Do you know that? But I sure lay down with mine. And I do something about them. Jeff, I sure do. I'll be honest with you, my friend. They ain't nothing no sweeter in this world, my friend, than being in tune with the Lord. No better sound. Glory. Nothing can take the place of it tonight. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. No more sacrifice for sins. You say, preacher, in other words, they nothing I can do. Well, the next verse tells you. The next verse tells you what's going to happen. My friend, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. Where does that come from? Brethren, it comes from God. Yes, it does. If there's any knowledge in you, brethren, about the truth, and you sin, brethren, judgment will come. It's what the book says. Judgment will come. You ain't going to get by. No, you're not. You're not. There's things, my friend, that around the house, and I was raising my kids, and I'd hear it quite often. They said, well, brother so-and-so lets their kids do this. And you know what I'd tell them? My answer? You're not brother so-and-so's kids. Preacher, you're too hard. I can't help it. I can't help it. My friend, it's how I raised them. Brethren, there are certain things I did not allow them to do. As long as they was under my roof. You hear me? Preacher, I don't like your tone tonight. I want you to know something. I really do. I want you to know something, that there's no getting by. No, there's not. There's the judgment, the Bible says, must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Brethren, they're going to appear in judgment, lost without God. Yes, they are. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You might not like it, my friend, but if you're a child of God, you ought to flee sin. You are to avoid it. Bible says to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Does it not? Brethren, you can't make nobody live for God, but you can live for God yourself. Yes, you can. We can be a better Christian. I'll get down to the verse in a minute. There's things that we ought to pay attention to when we're coming through the ranks, so to speak. I know what it is to be out of God's will. Now, I can say this, and I can say it faithfully. I've not been out too many times. When I was out, I wasn't way out yonder somewhere. Listen. It didn't matter. When I was out, I was out. When that foot went left, God said, go right. That foot went left, my friend. Condemnation set in my heart. I felt uneasy around God's people. Yes, I did. That ain't all. I felt uneasy between me and God. And I didn't. It wasn't after I got 100 yards out yonder, that first step. Very first step. Have you ever had, I ain't going to put you on the spot. Have you ever had thoughts, my friend, well, it don't matter what I do, let's just quit. I ain't going to ask you. I've had them thoughts, but listen, them thoughts have been short and very few, because my answer's been no, no, I'm not going to do that. Just because you thought it don't mean it's sin, but brethren, it'll become sin when you start entertaining it. And when you start walking in left field, when you're supposed to be in right, you hear me? It doesn't matter. You say, preacher, it don't work that way with me. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's something wrong with you. You ain't never been there. Yes, sir, you ain't never been there. I'll promise you, my friend, he'll put a chokehold on you. People don't like that. He'll call you, Curry. Adam. Adam. Where are you? And you know what? Adam knows where he's at. Yes, he does. He knows where he's at. I'll promise you, there's not one sitting here that's a child of God that's ever been out of God's will, but what you didn't know exactly where you're at. And you feared him, didn't you? You feared him. Bible says here in this chapter, he said, in the days of Moses, brethren, when they did not keep that of the commandment and they had two or three witnesses, they was put to death. Were they not? Done away with. In Moses' day, under the law, law showed no mercy. The law had no mercy. Why do you think David cried unto God? Because he knew God was a merciful God. Yes, sir. David done things that he should have died for. Yes, sir. But God had mercy on him. He killed his son. Preacher, I wouldn't have that. That's exactly what he told him. David wasn't worried about his life. He was worried about that son's life. And brethren, he could not bring it back. Why? Because judgment had already been spoken. Yes, sir. Already been spoken. He said they died under two or three witnesses. Now, he didn't stop there. He said, of how much sore punishment suppose ye of them that have trodden over the word of God and the truth, how much sore punishment do you think? We not dealing with man. You know that? We're not dealing with man. We're dealing with God. There's a verse in here. Brethren, that we need to pay attention to. You say, preacher, I'm a child of the King, and I'm telling you, if sin gets in your life, there's fearful and fiery indignation against you. Yes, they are. There ain't many folks tell you that. There ain't many folks, my friend, will preach to you that. No, they're not. You know what he said here in this one verse? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Think about it. Brethren, he's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. Brethren, you trod over him and over his commandments and over his truth. My friend, it shall not be well with you. I know tonight it's Wednesday night. And I know how the thought process is sometimes. Preacher, we don't like that kind of preaching. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. I didn't write this, but I do believe it. Don't you? God is a merciful God. He's a compassionate God. He's a loving God. He is. You'll find nobody in this world that'll love you like him. You'll find nobody in this world that'll have compassion on you like him. Absolutely. And you'll find nobody, my friend, that thinks you're worth redeeming other than him. It's the truth. So he's the best thing we've got going. Is he not? When I was at home, there are some things that I knowed that I should not get caught doing. Did I ever do any of them things? Yes, I did. Did I ever get caught doing them things? Yes, I did. And you know what come with it? There's some judgment. There's some fiery indignation. Yes, they were. That come with those things. Yes, sir. And I did not like the repercussion. So you know what happened? I quit doing them things. I did. I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get caught no more. Best way not to get caught is not do it. Best way. Preacher, you're preaching to the cream of the crop tonight. I want you to know God loves you. And he has grace and mercy for me and you. Yes, he does. But folks, when we get out of line, God has an old whip just like Daddy had. Or a belt or hickory, or my dad used a belt, a leather one, about an inch and a half thick. I kept one, and I raised my three. It's on the doorknob down there at the house, and it's there right now.
Yeah.
And they're not at home.
Yeah.
My daughter looked at it. It's been a couple of years back. She come in there, and she pulled that door open, and she said, I just want to see if it's still there. Just want to see if it's still there. Do you know that's the way it is?
Amen.
Between us and the Lord?
Amen.
My friend, there's no reason. There's no reason in this world why me and you cannot fulfill the commandments of God.
Amen.
No reason. This chapter says he wrote the tables of the law on in our hearts. Did he not? That's where they're written. You're not going to escape. You're not going to escape. They're written. There's some things. You may not understand everything that happened to you when you got saved. Preacher, surely you do. Number one thing, when I got saved, my friend, I understood what it was to be saved. I did. But that's it. That's it. I couldn't run no race with nobody. I couldn't talk scripture with nobody. No, sir. I didn't know. I didn't have. But you know what I had? I had salvation. Thank God that's all I was worried about. At that point. Yes, sir. It is, he said. I'll bring my remarks to a close. This is a wonderful chapter. A lot more in it than I've even got around to. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of a living God. Fearful. He also said, for we need patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Listen. For yet a little while, he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now, there were some things going on at this particular time that people may get a little out of sorts. But he said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We're not of them that draw back, but we're them that believe to the saving of the soul. That's all I'll leave with you tonight. Hope you got something out of it. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.